I'm talking to David Govan, our one and only senior basketball player here today on Senior Day, as we honor him and the cheer seniors as well as the dance senior. David, I go back, and Danny Schultz started telling me about this big kid down at St. Phillips. Shabbs, you got to see this big kid down at St. Phillips. And I said, are we going to get him? He said, I'm working on him. And then one of the proudest days, I think, is he came up and says, Shabbs, we got him. He's coming, you know. And his name was David Govan, you know, so I didn't know who David Govan was until that time, but I've certainly got to know you over the years, and, you know, I hope that's been mutually beneficial. Here at Brossard, you become a football and basketball legend. Some of your thoughts and memories on playing both of those sports here?
Well, I had a lot of fun playing football and basketball here. And some of my favorite memories were probably going to, down to Henry County for the Christmas tournaments and stuff and just hanging out with my teammates. I played with so many great players over the 4 years that I've been here, and they were great mentors for me.
Yeah. You know, the Friday night, running out through the tunnel in the smoke, I always think that must be exhilarating, or catching a touchdown pass in the end zone, or making a big sack and a tackle. You know, we didn't always have that. That's kind of new to some of us, but to you guys, you know, that's kind of a way of life, and I'm glad you've had the chance to experience that. You know, you mentioned some of those great players, you know, playing alongside Ethan Eilerman and, of course, Stephen Verst and Carson, you know, you all benefit each other, you know, and then now here in your senior year, you've kind of become the focal point, and you got to work a little harder, and you find yourself with double and triple teams, but unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, Steve, Ethan, and Carson taught me so much about basketball, and just, I can't thank them enough for everything, and it was a joy to play with them.
Okay, any plans on playing this sport or football in college?
No, I think I'm just going to move on and try to find out what I want to do with my life after and enjoy college.
Okay, and then that leads up to my next question. Come this spring, you're going to walk down the aisle, you're going to get a diploma, and you're going to walk out of Brossard High School. What's the short-term future plans for David Govan?
Just enjoy the summer and then start working hard at probably NKU. I'm really not sure what I want to do yet, so got to figure that out. So,
well, if you don't know your short term, you probably don't know your long term either. But I was going to say, you know, if we look down the 10 years from now, you know, what are your thoughts and plans? Trophy wife, 3 kids, house in the burbs, 2-car garage, and a dog.
Oh yeah, that sounds about right. No, trophy wife, 2 kids, nice house, nice car. That's pretty good.
Living the dream.
Yep.
All right, now long term, when you get to be my age, okay, and you not only got kids, but you got grandkids. What are you going to tell your grandkids about the days when you were a legend in football and basketball at Brossard High School?
Just that high school sports is probably the most fun you might ever have in your life. They're a great experience. They teach you a lot, and I definitely think they should all try them if they get the opportunity.
Okay, yeah, what advice would you give to the grade school kids out there, 6th graders, 7th graders, 8th graders, kids playing in our Colts program and our select basketball program that are, you know, forced with making a high school choice?
Just work as hard as you can. You don't have to be the most talented player. You just have to have the best work ethic. That's all you need to play at Brossard. So
there you go. We think we're a good place to be. Good modern facilities, coaches, having a lot of success, get to travel, and, you know, we do the best that we can. Shout-outs?
Danny Schultz. He's like a big brother to me at St. Philip. Both my parents, just for being so supportive of me throughout my career. And all the Brossard coaches, Mike Cade, Scott, Nate, Munch, all of them. They're all great guys, and I appreciate everything they did for me while I was here.
Well, you've been a joy to cover, and, you know, it's kind of a sad day, but basketball season isn't over after today. We still got another week of regular season and then districts and hopefully the regional tournament to follow. So good luck to you and the Mustangs. We go on and have a great senior day today, and woof, woof.
Thanks, Shabbs.